More than 4 months ago, I told you about a retired law professor named Maury Kelman who was waging a lonely fight for an important principle. He doesn't think politicians charged with felony should be able to use campaign funds to pay their criminal defense lawyers. Morally, he thinks that isn't right. That's not, after all, what people gave them the money for. More importantly, he believes it's illegal under Michigan campaign finance law. That got my attention, because you would think a respected law professor would know what he's talking about. And this is all especially relevant because it's exactly what former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick did. Records show that he used nearly $1 million this way before he pled guilty to multiple felonies and resigned last year. So Professor Kelman asked Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land for an opinion. She, or rather a bunch of her bureaucrats, just blew him off, saying he had no standing to ask for one. That made no sense, since he is a citizen, a legal expert, and other secretaries of state have been happy to give him opinions on public matters in the past. No sense, unless Secretary Land was trying to duck making a controversial decision. So after I talked to Professor Kelman, I asked Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox for an opinion. He told me that legally, his opinion would have to be requested by an elected official. So I asked State Senator Gilda Jacobs to do so, and she was happy to oblige. She formally asked Cox for a ruling. Yesterday, the Attorney General finally gave Senator Jacobs his opinion. I don't know why it took 4 months, but better late than never. The ruling is 25 pages long and says politicians can use campaign finance money to defend themselves against criminal charges, but, quote, only if the expense is an ordinary and necessary business expense of the elected official and is incurred in carrying out the business of elective office. I can understand that, in a case, say, where an office holder seeks to defend him or herself against a clearly politically motivated lawsuit. But the Attorney General said it's not legal to use campaign funds for criminal lawsuits that have nothing to do with an official's duties. For example, when former Mayor Kilpatrick assaulted a detective and an investigator from the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. Using campaign funds to defend against those charges was clearly improper, Cox says, in a footnote that acknowledges that Professor Kelman brought it to light. However, the Attorney General says it's up to the Secretary of State to do something about it. Terry Lynn Land immediately tried to pass the buck again, saying, through a spokesman, that she wouldn't act without a complaint from the public. Yesterday, Professor Kelman told me he wasn't overly thrilled with the opinion. Though it's better than nothing, it still leaves considerable room for campaign spending on criminal defense. And yes, he intends to file a complaint with the Secretary of State's office, though, he added, given Land's dismal performance to date, there's no reason to think she'd do the right thing. So, as of now, my citizenship scorecard reads 5 stars for Professor Kelman, 2 for Attorney General Cox, and 0 for Secretary Land. And the bottom line is that Michigan campaign finance law clearly needs further reform.